purity is a word that by and large we love. Pure gold, pure joy. But have you ever met a pure person? Someone whose profoundly decent thoughts and motivations on the one hand are matched 100% by their words and actions on the other. They're few and far between. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. If you think about the sorts of movies and television shows you like to watch, the ones you likely gravitate towards are the ones with a hero who, against all odds, lives out a mighty goodness, a kindness, a love that goes way above and beyond to achieve greatness. That's the whole idea of purity, goodness in action against the odds. And yet, as we live our lives, the grubbiness of this world has a habit of rubbing off on us. We'd like to be pure, so as to speak, but life's messy, it's complicated. Often what's required of us is to choose the least worst of all the options. Into that messy, sometimes grubby reality of life, God has this to say. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. He, that is God himself, is pure, and everyone who has this hope in him keeps themselves pure, like Christ. Sometimes I think we need to be reminded that there is a very good reason for us to stand back from the dirt being thrown to and fro in this world, to wash ourselves clean, and to be pure in thought, word, and deed. And that reason is this: because God is pure. And if we've placed our hope in Jesus, his Son, who bought us out of our slavery to our sin by paying the terrible price that we owed on that cross, then we too should be pure, because that's God's word, fresh for you today. Truly, there is such power in the word of God, power to change lives, power to change your life. That's why I'd love to send you this fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Who is Jesus? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.